From her mouth to the field's ears, this is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Time again for Checkoff Chat. You know what that's all about, don't you? Wisconsin Beef Council, the folks that are funded in part by your beef checkoff dollars, and dairy producers, remember that's you too, keeping you up to speed on all the programs that they've got, research, education, and promotion. That's what your beef checkoff dollars are being spent. And let's talk a little bit about one of the programs that are going to be coming up here this summer, probably pretty active. That is our Wisconsin Beef Ambassadors. In studio with us, Caitlin Riley, Communications Director for the Wisconsin Beef Council. The Ambassador Program is something that really resonates, not just on a statewide level, but the national level. Getting these young people engaged in the conversation about beef, that's really what it's all about, isn't it, Caitlin?
That's right, Pam. This is a local extension of that national effort, the National Masters of Beef Advocacy Program, because as much as we as a Wisconsin Beef Council staff can share that story, it's really best if we have those grassroots voices out there who can say, I'm a dairy producer, I'm a beef producer, this is what I do to make sure we produce a safe, wholesome product, and this is why I feed beef for my family. And so the Wisconsin Beef Ambassador Program started in 2020 with my predecessor, and we all know 2020 was that year when everything happened. And so we were able to select 7 beef ambassadors, and they were able to do some virtual training, but the events weren't quite there. You know, we're fortunate. We have social media. We have blogs. We still have ways to get our voice out there. But it just wasn't the year for that ambassador team that we had wanted. And so when I started with Beef Council in 2021, we sat down as a staff and decided, let's put a pause on selecting a new team. And instead of saying, okay, you're a beef ambassador for 2020, you're a beef ambassador for 2021, how about once you join the team, you can be a part of the team for however long as you want, and we're going to continue to find opportunities for you. And we decided we were going to reopen applications in 2022. So this is really only going to be the second wave of this ambassador program locally here in Wisconsin. But I've been so impressed with what our team has already done that I'm excited to see what fresh ideas we can bring and the guidance that our current team can offer to our new round of ambassadors.
Now, I may have led you to believe that this is an opportunity for only young people, college-age people. Is that the case? Caitlin, give us a little sense on some of the requirements you're looking for the next round of beef ambassadors.
We do want these folks to be 18 years old or older, but our current team, we have a wide demographic of producers from younger to maybe those who are more seasoned in the industry. And that's one of the things I think that makes the team the most special, because we have different forms of communication among them and we can reach those different age groups of consumers who have those questions. So we want folks to be 18 years old or older as of January 1st of this year, a Wisconsin resident, and have that beef or dairy industry background. Now, that does not mean that you had to have lived right there on the farm. Maybe grandpa had a farm, or maybe you went to college and became educated in the industry. As long as you feel that you're capable of being a strong advocate on the digital platforms and the in-person event, we are so thrilled to be able to accept your application. We also want people to be masters of beef advocacy certified. I love going around telling people I have my MBA. Just look out, I have my MBA on me. What this is it's a national program. It's free and you can do it online. It takes about 3.5 hours, but you can break it up into 5 segments and take it at your leisure. And they have these different components, these different lessons. So there's the beef community, which provides context for raising beef from pasture to plate. And it really focuses on the community of people involved throughout the beef life cycle. You have raising cattle on grass, and that talks about those first steps in the beef life cycle and the benefits of raising cattle on our country's grass pastures, those resources and the ways that they can impact the environment and help with that carbon sequestration and help with all the water quality, things like that. Life in the feed yard, talking about the roles of the feed yards. We have from cattle to beef, and then also, of course, that beef, it's what's for dinner, talking about that brand, talking a little bit about the beef checkoff and choosing and cooking the right cuts of beef and the healthful diet. And this is a program that I've graduated from. Like I said, it's easy to do. I recently sent it around to our high school ag teachers and FFA instructors. And so we do want people who apply for this beef ambassador program to have graduated from that. It just really lays a nice foundation and base level. And so if you check those boxes, if you think this is something you're interested in, our applications are out. You can find them on our website, beeftips.com. You can shoot me an email if you can't find it, kriley@beeftips.com. Those are going to be due February 18th. We're going to be letting our beef ambassadors know whether or not you've been selected by March 1st. And then we're going to have a mandatory in-person, I'm so excited to say in-person, training. And that's going to be March 31st through April 1st. And I tried to make them each half days because we want people to be from all over the state. So we want to make it easy with travel restrictions. So coming in and learning about current consumer trends, we're going to be bringing in a social media expert to talk about the best practices there and get some inspiration for grassroots advocacy.
Excellent. Caitlin Riley in studio with us again with the Wisconsin Beef Council, your checkoff dollars at work. And as she said, February 18th is the deadline if you'd like to be considered for Wisconsin's Beef Ambassador Program. And more details, beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. How much time is this going to take from my life, Caitlin? I think there's a lot of people that speak passionately about the industry, but if they're in the industry or if they've got a full-time job, they might be saying, I don't know if I've got that much time. Explain some of those details.
I always tell our current ambassadors that I understand you are volunteers. You're giving your time for this, but it does come back full circle and hopefully help your farm, your business, and the industry as a whole. And so what our requirements are for those if you are selected is we obviously want you to actively advocate for our beef industry. And so maybe in your year, you pinpoint at least two opportunities to talk about beef in the state. If there's a local event happening, you might volunteer yourself to be a keynote speaker, or perhaps you know that there's a local classroom down the road that could really benefit from having a beef or dairy producer walk in there and explain what they do on the farm. Just two opportunities. And then we also want you to be posting beef-related content on your social media channels at least twice a month. And I know sometimes that can seem simple. Often I find myself blatantly just scrolling through Facebook or Instagram, but it can be hard to come up with those content ideas. And that's where we at the Wisconsin Beef Council can come in and lend a helping hand, whether it's with that in-person speaking engagement or on social media. We can help provide content ideas. We can help pinpoint you to the resources that you need to be an effective advocate. And hopefully the training will help as well. I talked briefly about the classroom presentations, but we do have our Beef in the Classroom program through the Wisconsin Beef Council, where we offer grants to classrooms such as the family food and consumer science classes to try to help them teach kiddos about cooking beef and different ways to incorporate that. And sometimes they request to have a beef producer come in and speak with them. So we want our ambassador team to be a good group of people that we can reach out to for that too and say, hey, would you be willing to visit this local classroom? I currently have a map where I have pinpointed where my ambassadors are so that I know when a school district reached out, which one I can contact. And just help us, you know, media requests might come in and they want to talk to a local farmer. Will these people be the folks that are talking to the radio and the television stations who are reaching out? Sometimes we do campaigns. We recently did a letter to the editor campaign talking about sustainability. And I reached out to my ambassadors and I said, hey, are you willing to help us write this letter to the editor to share your story? You know, as I said at the beginning of this conversation, Pam, it's good that we at the Beef Council have this knowledge, and most of us have that farm background too, and we can share that story. But if you can talk with an active producer, I think that just really hits a message home.
Absolutely. It's the exclamation point for sure. Caitlin Riley in studio with us. We are talking about Wisconsin's Beef Ambassador Program. Applications are now available, as she said, 18 years of age as of January 1st. Obviously, we hope that you're directly connected with the industry. But again, once you take a look at the job description, if you will, and start filling out the paperwork, getting involved in that Master Beef Advocacy Program, then you probably get a better feel on how you might fit in as our next Wisconsin Beef Ambassadors. As we said, details available online with the application beeftips.com. Look for Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. And that, my friends, is Checkoff Chat featuring Caitlin Riley from the Wisconsin Beef Council.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.